Good morning, this is Emma and Louie with your 10 a.m. Z-Lines. In local news, commuters on the Ipswich and Springfield rail lines can expect delays this week after a rail bridge in Corinda is repaired after a truck crash yesterday. Queensland Rail says a section of the bridge sustained significant structural damage from the collision with the overheight vehicle in a statement released on Facebook this morning. The section of the bridge will be closed until permanent repairs can be made, and minor delays are expected while the bridge operates at a reduced capacity. Queensland Rail say they anticipate the repairs to be completed by next week.
If you thought it was freezing last night, you weren't imagining it. Southeast Queensland experienced its coldest temperatures since last year, with Brisbane dropping down to 7 degrees. Elsewhere, Toowoomba dropped just below zero, and Ipswich experienced a low of 2 degrees Celsius. The cold weather is expected to ease slightly tonight, with cloud coverage drifting across the region, before a westerly burst drops temperatures back down from Friday. Despite the chilly weather, BOM has forecast a slightly warmer winter than usual this season, mostly due to warmer seas and climate change.
In national news, the Northern Territory government will consult with 68 remote Aboriginal communities about alcohol management and may overturn long-standing alcohol bans in some of these communities. This comes more than a year after the Northern Territory government decided to reverse its decision for the Stronger Futures legislation to lapse, allowing dozens of Aboriginal communities to legally purchase takeaway alcohol. The state government will also consider establishing social clubs to help communities drink responsibly. Responses to the attempt to regulate alcohol are divided, with some claiming it will encourage responsible drinking, while others believe it will have more negative effects. The consultation will run for 2 years, but the Northern Territory government has not laid out a timeline for enacting the community alcohol plans.
According to Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong, Australia will find it more difficult to demand that Australia abide by international law in light of opposition leader Peter Dutton's reckless vow to sever ties with the International Criminal Court. During a Monday Senate Estimates Committee hearing, Wong criticised Dutton, while simultaneously accusing Greens that protests they are involved in have become more violent and aggressive. Wong indicated that Labor was pushing for peace in response to criticism from the Coalition and the Greens on the Albanese government handling of the Israel-Gaza conflict.
In international news, Nigerian labor unions have disrupted services across the country after talks with the government over a minimum wage broke down. The Nigerian Labour Congress and the Trade Union Congress called a strike on Friday and have since shut down the country's power grid and suspended flights across the African nation. Unions are demanding a 16-fold increase to the minimum wage, which currently sits at just $30 Australian a month. The government has offered to double the minimum wage to $60 Australian a month, which would still lag behind many other African nations, despite Nigeria being the fourth largest economy in the region. Unionists have vowed to continue the strike indefinitely.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thanks for bringing us up to date. Oh, got a heap to unpack in there. Now, you said Ipswich twice in that there, right? Now, and also strike.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you're writing the bulletin to cater to my... are you trying to fire me up or something?
I mean, we definitely choose some stories that fit right in with workers' power.
Awesome,
sure.
We like that. And look at how good is that with the Nigerians. Like, that's what you do as workers, right? You know, our power is that we produce... Mm-hmm. Right, and if the bosses don't want to, they don't do what we tell them to do, we'll turn the power off. You know, no power. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. Now, also, there's something that I wanted to ask you about. I only heard because I was busy writing, working on the show. I heard Ipswich in the other bulletin, but also strike and teachers or something. Could you go over that for us again, please?
Yeah, it's a big day for strikes today. Staff at Ipswich Girls Grammar School and Ipswich Junior Grammar School are going on strike after negotiations between the Independent Education Union and the school failed to resolve their concerns. Teachers and school support staff are seeking automatic pay increases for experienced staff, a cost of living adjustment payment, and flexible access to leave. The staff began their strike action late last month. Organiser Andrew Effenstone from the Independent Education Union has said that while strike action was the last resort for the union, the Ipswich Girls Grammar's failure to negotiate with staff meant the union was left with no other choice.
That's right. Good on them. I might drive past if there's a picket line. Schools don't normally do that type of things, but good on them for going out. So, yeah, wonderful. Thank you so much for bringing us all up to date with news. And it was cold this morning. I'm from Ipswich.
It's chilly.
It was freezing. Yeah, well, so today on Workers' Power, we're interrupting our normal scheduling. As today on Workers' Power, we mark a very special occasion. We're turning 5.
Woo! Yay, happy birthday!
Yeah, and so to add that warm inner glow to our birthday, we have heaps of birthday messages. But we want to hear from you, dear subscriber. Send us a birthday SMS to 0424 626 733. Did I get that number right? 0420 626 733. I wrote that at home last night when I didn't have all the prompts. So that's 0420 626 733. If you aren't a subscriber, you can buy us the ultimate present. Subscribe to 4ZZZ. That's what. Head on over to www.4ZZZ.org.au or keep listening to find out more. So settle in for a back-slapping episode of Workers' Power as we celebrate our 5th birthday here on 4ZZZ.
Claudia Payne here from the AFULE. Just wanting to wish you a very happy 5th birthday and congratulate you on all the amazing work you've been doing in empowering workers through your platform. Keep up the good work. We love you.